Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. We welcome the LA band Fool's Gold back to the cafe today. They released their second album, Leave No Trace, in August. The band is known for incorporating different rhythms and sound textures from all over the globe, be it Africa, the Middle East, or Brazil, particularly in their guitar parts. For the new album and this tour, they've pared down from 12 people to 5. After they set up in the studio, I asked Louis Pezikoff about the changes between albums and about the new band size.
You know, it's always been different lineup. We're 5 now. This feels like Fool's Gold. We can be 5. Like, every time we lost a member, we're like, oh my God, can Fool's Gold be 7 people? Oh my God, can we be 6? Can we be 5? And we came to 5 and we feel like, yeah, we could definitely be 5 people. So we wrote an album specifically for the group that ended up coming into the recording session. And so we, with 5 people rather than 12, you write different songs. Like, you know, we're able to delve into details much more. The first album was about kind of finding a trance and all, finding this, like, these loops and playing these loops and just keep doing that. But with 5 people, we can fine-tune all the details, and all of a sudden it was like a different, we came at songwriting from a different angle suddenly.
Well, it's so interesting because I love the trance thing, but I love the concision and the arrangements on this album. It's
great.
Really cool.
Thank you.
For instance, the first album, somebody described it as Afropop with American influences. and that doesn't feel like what this band is about now.
Interesting. Yeah, you know, I feel like we're definitely interested in African music. Not necessarily Afro-pop. People tend to use the term Afro-pop a lot.
Which doesn't necessarily mean...
To us, it means nothing because we're actually... I wouldn't say we listen to Afro-pop. I mean, we listen to specific music from specific places in Africa. And then, but like on this album, we opened up our influences and, you know, even brighter. Like going into the first album, we were allowing ourselves to be influenced by whatever it was, and it ended up being African music. And this album, there's other influences, you know, there's Brazilian influences, there's influences from the UK, and there's American influences, a little bit of everything. In a way, we're allowing ourselves to synthesize what we're interested in, and hopefully we're moving towards finding our own voice.
Well, the album begins with a tune called The Dive.
Yeah.
Which... you hear right away what's going on. So if you guys want to begin with that.
Yeah, let's play it.
Thank you. very nice. It's not a live gig, but it's very live in the World Cafe studio today as Fool's Gold are playing live for us today. Louis Pesikoff and Brad Calkins on guitars. Garrett Ray behind the drum kit. Salvador Plasencia on percussion. And Luke Topp playing the bass and singing.
Yep.
Singing in English, which people are making. You sang a lot more in Hebrew on the last album.
It's true.
Why did you begin? English was your first language. Why did you begin singing in Hebrew?
You know, I kind of learned Hebrew and English at the same time as a very small child. But I grew up, you know, in Los Angeles, my formative years, and speaking English. So English is my go-to language. That being said, you know, when we started experimenting with this, really it was an experiment. It was a project when it started out. And I was really drawn to singing in Hebrew for the first time ever in my life, really utilizing the language more than I'd ever had in the past.
Is it easier to express some things in Hebrew?
You know, I think singing in Hebrew definitely unlocked some stuff that allowed me to kind of push myself into what we're doing now. A lot of things were going on for me. Singing in Hebrew was quite unlocking for me. You know, we're evolving as a band, and it occurred to me to try to utilize what I had learned with the Hebrew and the kind of feelings I was able to evoke and melodies I was able to write. I wanted to transfer that to to a language I have more access to. And as we become more personal and intimate with our sound, I wanted to have the lyrics reflect that as well.
Yeah. If you want to communicate something personal to more people, right, makes more sense.
Yeah. I mean, the Hebrew, you know, I listen to a lot of music sung in different languages, and I sing along to those, and that communicates to me on different levels, and this is a different way of communication. You speak English, of course.
Yeah, right.
As the guy in the band who's not writing the lyrics, I also noticed, I feel like writing in English, Luke wrote different lyrics and expressed different feelings in a way. So it's not that one is better or worse in terms of the lyrics, it's just kind of different. And, like, you know, I think maybe the thoughts come from the language. I don't know. This is who knows? This is an age-old question. We could go on forever.
It's like, what language do you dream in?
Exactly. Yeah. So,
well, you know, I was...
We dream in music, obviously.
I knew this was a five-piece, but I kind of expected from listening to the album that there would be a couple of cool analog synths or something along with, because there's a lot more synthesizer stuff
going
on.
Don't give us away.
We know, actually... Because we're only doing this short set, I didn't bring my synth in, and Brad's got a synth there. And those are actually, these little guys are jam-packed with all the analog synths that we have in the studio. We just, you know, they're a little dangerous to bring on the road.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've been playing a bunch. Oh, it's a Wild Window. Great, great song. Can you do that one?
Yeah, let's do that one.
We're not quite a wild window. Ooh. your best efforts. Yes. Despite all your best efforts.
Very cool. A live version of Wild Window from our guest today. Fool's Gold playing live music from Leave No Trace, the new album. And there you go. There's your synth.
There you go.
There you go. Now I'm getting comfy. there is, speaking of our conversation about singing in whatever language you're going to sing in, there is one, Luke, where you actually, there is some Hebrew lyrics in a tune called Tel Aviv.
Yes, sir.
And tell me about this song.
Yeah, I guess this is the one song on the record that had some Hebrew on it. The song is written quite a while ago. Wrote this song kind of as an exploration of what it means to have a home and what home is all about. You know, being that I'm an immigrant from Israel, growing up in this foreign country, the U.S., and changing my name to Luke. You know, kind of this subconscious, maybe assimilation process I had. And just kind of as we travel and as we grow and as I kind of my concept of home is ever evolving, I wanted to, you know, talk about that a little bit. And that the song is kind of an attempt at something autobiographical.
Did you change your name before you really thought about what it meant?
Absolutely. I was a small child in the San Fernando Valley. I don't know. I think I probably just wanted to fit in. And I changed my name to Luke.
What was your Hebrew name?
Nativ. Yeah. You know, my friends kind of call me either Nativ or Luke at this point. But, yeah, the song, you know, it's two names. I've been living a duality, and the song kind of reflects that in form and in content. You know, the switching back and forth between Hebrew and English reflects that.
Cool. Well, this is Tel Aviv. from Fool's Gold playing live for us today with Luke Topp, switching between the English and the Hebrew, and Brad Calkins on the analog saxophone on that one. Indeed. Not a sample, friends. Well, thank you for playing for us. This is a really, really great. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Fool's Gold, our guests here on the World Cafe.
Woo!
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.